Welcome to the Grand Connection Podcast, your home for grand growth through collaboration. This is your space to connect, create, and collaborate in a community of heart-centered entrepreneurs and change makers. Hosted by our community, this podcast brings collaboration to life. You will meet members who share their wisdom, offer insights and practical tips, and even interview each other. If you're ready for more clarity, stronger connections, and better results in your business, you are in the right place. Listen in, connect with us, and be part of something grand. Welcome back to the Grand Connection Podcast. I'm Susan, Chief Connection Officer at the Grand Connection. Today's episode is a short but important one. We are talking about how to prepare for virtual networking so it actually works. Since all Grand Connection events are hosted on Zoom, this is a skill that makes a big difference in how you connect and collaborate. I've been in networking for many decades. We won't talk about how long. From in-person rooms, live events, to fully virtual communities and global gatherings online, I've seen how networking has evolved, what still works, and what doesn't work. What I know for sure is this: the format may change, but the fundamentals do not. At the Grand Connection, everything we do is built on one simple framework: connect, create, collaborate. And that works wherever you are, shaking hands in a room, or meeting people on a screen. Today's episode is all about how to prepare for virtual networking so it actually works. Not in a salesy way, and not by being perfect, but by being intentional, present, and human. Before we dive in, I want to zoom out for a minute. Networking works the same way whether it's in person or virtual. The principles don't change. What does change is the environment. Virtual networking has a few different dimensions, and it's become incredibly popular for a good reason. You don't have travel time, there's no parking stress, no lineups, and yes, pajama bottoms are allowed. Optional, but allowed. Virtual networking works well for a lot of people because it's efficient and flexible. You can build relationships and collaborations without losing a full day to travel and set up. You can work from almost any location as long as you have good Wi-Fi. And meaningful connections with people around the world are possible. I love in-person gatherings. I see them as the icing on the cake. They're powerful and memorable, and one of my favorite things to do when the opportunity comes up. But what I want you to know, you can absolutely build strong relationships and profitable partnerships virtually. Some of my closest business colleagues have become very good friends, and we have never met in person. We have built trust, collaborated, and grown businesses together entirely online. So today we're focusing on virtual networking, not because it replaces in-person, but because it works. It really works. And I want you to know that there's a whole world of connections waiting to learn more about you. And when you prepare properly, it works incredibly well. And if there's one simple way to remember this entire episode, it's this: connect before and during the event, create trust and ideas through listening and generosity, and collaborate after the call through thoughtful follow-up and shared action. Now let's break that down into three parts. Part one, connect. I've got four tips for you here. The first one is to prepare before the event so you can connect better during it. So connection starts before you log into Zoom or whatever platform you're using. Before the event, ask yourself, why am I attending? Who would I love to meet? And now we're going to have a full episode on this coming up on who you want to meet, because that's really important to have clarity around that. The other thing is, think about what would make this event a win. Maybe you're looking to find a great VA or get some ideas for a new CRM, or you're thinking of starting a book and you don't know how and you want to get some resources or people to talk to about it. There's many different reasons that you might be going to an event. You're always looking for collaboration partners and clients. And once you have clarity around that, your mind's listening for that no matter what. But have your specific goal for that week of who you want to meet and what information you're looking to gather at the event. Prepare your grand intro so that you feel confident when you introduce yourself in the breakout rooms, or if you're asked to introduce yourself in the bigger room. Who do you help? The result you create. A simple credibility cue, like how many years of experience you have, your secret sauce or your framework, an award you won, your book, your podcast, certifications, but be really, really brief in this. You don't want to be talking on and on and on and on and on, right? Have some sort of an invitation to connect, but it's not a pitch. So I'd like you to go back, if you're not sure about this, to episode 3 for your grand intro, or learn more about it in the Grand Growth Bundle, because we do have a workbook on creating an introduction, and we also have an AI assistant that can help you with it too. And the other thing is to know your grand ask too, who you want to meet, if asked, and be really specific. I like to make my grand asks very collaborative rather than I want to meet or sell to people. It makes it way easier for people to who don't know you really, really well, be able to help and support you. Once you know people really well, you can move into the more of giving the information that makes you a better referrer. And that's what we do in our mini meets. But when you're just meeting people in general the first time, say what you do. If they're looking for that and the value you offer and you have a problem that you can help them with, they're going to reach out to you, right? They're going to become a client. But say it in a way that you're looking for collaborations. So here's an example of an introduction for a corporate coach. Hi, I'm a corporate coach and trainer. I help executive leaders and teams using my Elevate framework to strengthen communication, alignment, and team performance. Here would be two different asks. My grand ask is to meet corporate leaders and HR managers who want to improve communication, engagement, and performance with their teams. So it tells them you're wanting to meet the people who would do the hiring, right? The first one, you're asking to be introduced to the buyer. Now, if people already know, like, and trust you, this is an okay ask. But it's hard to expect somebody new to give you this introduction right away. Now, here's another way to frame it. I'd love to connect with people who work with corporate or HR teams and are open to collaborating on leadership development. Now, right away, everyone in the room is thinking, who do I know that's working with corporate? Oh, Jen, she works with corporate nature. That might be a good introduction. Because this is a win-win opportunity. And the second way is way easier for us. It's collaborative, right? If I know someone who also sells to corporate HR departments, I'd be happy to introduce you because, of course, it's win-win. And if anyone's listening that is an HR manager that's struggling with the problem you solve, because you already said that in your intro, or I know someone who's looking for corporate training that, you know, maybe my client I'm coaching is saying, yeah, our team needs some communication skills training. They're going to have heard your intro, and then they also know that you have a collaborative mindset. You're selling yourself, but you're not selling yourself. You know what I mean? You're asking and inviting collaboration, which is very heart-centered. It's about grand giving. It's win-win. And it's not salesy. It's not pitching yourself. But people who are looking for the problem you solve, if you explain that in a good way that's memorable, they're going to be listening and they will reach out to you. So remember, ask for who you want to meet, not who should buy. It's much easier for someone to connect and introduce you to someone who you can collaborate with, so there's a mutual win. So number two of preparation is to have your stuff ready. Have your links ready. Preparation also means being ready to share smoothly and confidently. Have these links ready to grab. Your website, a specific offer or resource that you give out readily, an upcoming webinar or event that you're hosting, your booking or calendar link, and your LinkedIn profile. And always be ready with these specific links, not I'll send it later. If the opportunity presents itself, give it right away. I think we always say, book the meeting in the meeting. Just make sure it gets done right away because you may forget when you get off. And this is a better time. You're right there. You're connected in the room. You got the chat. You can make it happen immediately and say, aye. And even when you're putting in the calendar invite, if somebody else gave you the link, we just met at this Zoom meeting, let's meet and let's have a conversation about this. It's fresh in your mind. And a quick reminder, make sure that your profiles are up to date. No one needs to click your LinkedIn and see a photo from 10 years ago. Okay, mine's a bit old too. I need to get that updated and wonder who that person is, right? We'll do a full episode on LinkedIn profiles soon because it's really important that you have the right strategy. So many people look at your LinkedIn profile. It needs to be up to date. But as a quickie right now, update your photo, add a clear and enticing tagline, include a concise description of what you do, and get some testimonials from some of your clients and people who know you or have worked from you or collaborated with you. And they're very easy. Collaboration testimonials are really easy to get because you can give one back. So it's very easy to ask for that and also return the favor. So look at a few profiles you admire and get some ideas. That's learning, not copying. It's a great way to get started on updating your LinkedIn profile. Number three is your tech check. We're going to be talking more about this in the next episode, but make sure your camera's at eye level and know how to look into the camera. I know that I've already recorded the next episode with Laura Doman, so I know that we're going to do a whole explanation on how to set up your camera and be looking in the camera and the tools you need. This is one of the things that's important to remember. The light should be facing you, not behind you. Use earbuds or a headset if your mic doesn't sound good, so test that out too, because bad sound can absolutely ruin a good connection and your first impression. It's really hard for people to hear you. They're going to tune out. With Zoom, you can also pair your phone to your computer and use it as your microphone. So there's instructions that you can get when you register for any of our events, and it gives you some of those instructions as well in the email. Close the extra tabs on your browser and notifications that are going to pop up on your phone or whatever that would distract you. Make sure your ringer's turned off. And if you have a computer that can't handle a lot of stuff, that doesn't have the bandwidth, make sure you close down all those extra browsers that are open from the day or the week, because then you're going to have a lot of resources that can work on your Zoom call so that you don't hang up or you don't drop the call or your audio goes bad just because of the technology. And confidence drops really fast when the tech is distracting you. So make sure that you get this stuff set up ahead of time, so that you're comfortable and you can connect better with people. And the fourth one is to connect at the event. There's a lot of techniques to engage in the chat thoughtfully. Just watch what other people are doing and how they do it. Some people, you'll notice their posts that they put in the chat are very salesy. Try to have something that's not too salesy. It resonates better. Use people's names when you're talking to them. Our names usually are written right below. Make sure you actually update your name in your business and rename yourself on Zoom, so that people know who you are and what your business is. It's very good to do that before this call starts. Contribute value, not noise, and be present when you're in the breakout rooms. Listen more than you talk, and don't talk over your time limit. Less is better. Like if they say you've got 1 minute to do your introduction, don't go 1 minute, 40 seconds or whatever, or take up more time. And I'd actually try to do 45 seconds. Leave a little bit of a break. Leave a chance for someone to ask you a question. Preparation makes connection feel natural and not forced. The second part is our create part. So we've talked about how to connect and all the preparation we do for connect. Create is about creating trust and ideas throughout the experience. Now you're already prepared, so you're going to enjoy the event, you're going to have fun, and you're going to be looking for opportunities. Now I want to share something. When I started virtual networking, my camera was bad and my lighting was even worse. And I didn't wait until it was perfect. I learned as I went. I don't want setup and perfectionism to stop you from coming out and learning, because you're going to learn on the journey. And the sooner you start the journey, the more success you're going to have. Don't wait. And everyone still forgets to unmute themselves. It's common and it's okay. Don't worry if something goes wrong. Everybody's been through it and everyone understands. And don't be hard on yourself if something goes a little bit wrong with your tech or something. I see a transformation all the time with our new members. Over time, their equipment improves, their lighting gets better, and their virtual backgrounds evolve, not because of pressure, but because their confidence grows and they get clarity on what is standing out and what's going to resonate. So if somebody in the room's mic is hard to hear, I gently let them know. If their lighting's off, I'll often suggest a quick fix that they can do right away. And this isn't a criticism. And if somebody gives you some feedback, please take it warmly. It's about helping the people be seen and heard. We've all been through this, and most of us are very much new to virtual networking. Let's learn from each other. I'm still learning, as you're going to hear in the next episode. Laura Doman, she's been giving me practical tips on how to present myself better all the time. And I'm learning every time I hear one of her talks. You create trust and ideas by listening more than you talk. Many good networkers say to go last in the breakouts. This gives you a chance to hear everyone else and then connect better when it's your turn. Of course, not everyone can go last, so you got to play this one by ear. And if you feel comfortable, taking the lead, facilitating, shows that you're a natural leader and gives you more credibility in the room. So you can facilitate and still go last for your introduction too. You might get cut off at the end, but you've had that opportunity to facilitate so people still get to know who you are. And sometimes if somebody went too long, they feel bad and then they're going to connect with you again too, so that you get an opportunity. And often if a person didn't get to say something because they got cut off, somebody in your group may in the main room say, "Hey, Jan didn't get to say anything. So I'd like her to hear her introduction again." So you might get the opportunity to introduce yourself in the main room. Being a facilitator, going last, respecting others, usually works out best in the long run anyways. Be curious and ask thoughtful questions if there's time. We're going to have a full episode on this later on. There's so many great episodes to come. Just keep that in mind. The other one is to be of service when it feels aligned. So this would be sharing a resource, a link, an intro, an idea. If there isn't time, you could quickly say something like, "Oh, I have an idea that may help you. Do you want to meet with me later? Here's my calendar link." Or I'll email you that, some information, because I think this might be a great resource for you. Respect the time and energy in the room. This is a biggie. Don't talk more than your share of the time, and don't take over or interrupt anyone. The only person that really could be interrupting is the facilitator, who may be letting somebody else know that their time is up. The last one under creating trust and ideas is to show up human. You don't have to be fully polished. It's okay to be real. Authenticity rules. That's the big thing of the decade right now. Real connection is made when people are themselves. Trust is built over time, and showing up and participating makes all the difference. A smile goes a long, long way. Part three is collaborate. As we've come to know, collaboration starts after trust is built. Breakout rooms start conversations. Collaboration happens after the call or after several calls. After the event, follow up within 48 hours. Reference something specific from the conversation. Share a helpful resource or idea. Invite them to a simple one-on-one meeting or a coffee chat. And if you hit it off with someone at the event, book the meeting in the meeting. That's why having your calendar link is so important to have ready. Get it done now before you forget. Some common themes as we wrap up today. Be specific and easy to support for somebody else. Continue building trust throughout relationship building. Create ideas together. Find aligned ways to collaborate. Track and nurture relationships over time. Familiarity builds trust. Trust leads to referrals and collaboration and clients. And then remember to attend regularly. In closing, if you remember nothing else from today, remember this. Prepare before the event to better connect. Connect during the event in the chat and the breakouts. Create trust and ideas through listening and generosity. And collaborate after you have built trust and when the timing works. Start small. And here's the most important part. You don't need to have it all figured out before you start. Our community is welcoming and very friendly. You'll learn as you go. The more prepared you are, the easier it feels. Confidence comes from being in motion, not from waiting until everything is perfect. So jump in, practice, adjust. And if you want support as you do this, inside our Grand Growth Bundle, you'll find our memorable introduction workbook designed to help you craft a clear, authentic introduction that people remember and refer. And if you'd like to experience this in action, we invite you to come to a Grand Connection event as a guest. It's a welcoming space to practice. You'll also get, when you sign up for an event, an email with what to expect and event instructions so that you can feel more prepared. And be sure to join us for our next episode with Laura Doman. She's an on-camera confidence and executive presence coach for leaders, where we're going to go deeper into camera presence, communication, and showing up with confidence on screen. And there's going to be some fun activities too. So stay tuned. Thanks for being here. I hope to meet you at a Grand Connection soon. Grab your guest pass at grandconnection.ca, bottom right. And until then, reach out to someone you already know and reconnect. Again, let's connect, create, and collaborate. Thank you for joining us on the Grand Connection podcast, where we achieve grand growth through collaboration together. If this episode sparks something for you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend looking for a community to support their growth. Before we sign off, today is a grand day to reach out to someone in your own network and reconnect. You never know where one conversation can lead. Until next time, let's connect, create, collaborate.